Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is Wednesday in Holy Week, leading to that glorious day that changes all of human history, Easter. If you do have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And consider giving to Morning Prayer. You can find information about that at benwardmusic.com. Another way of supporting is to leave a rating on your podcast app of choice. It helps people find us.
Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he's made us a kingdom, a priest to God, to reign with the sun. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seals and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he's made us a kingdom of priests to God, to reign with the sun. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy?
Lord, search our hearts, see if there be any way in us that rebels against you. God, thank you that as we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name.
Every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he's made us a kingdom of priests to God, to reign with the sun. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this?
If you do have a prayer request, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray. I'm going to pray today for Michelle in Lebanon. He's been having some health issues lately. And Lord, we just want to pray that you would heal his body in the name of Jesus. You have given him a heart for so many things. Would you, Lord, strengthen him and heal him so that he is able to walk that out? Thank you for his heart. Thank you for his worship. Thank you for all that he has done. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seals and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom, a priest of God, to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Oh, he is.
Our gospel reading today, this Wednesday of Holy Week, Psalm 70. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay.
You are my help. My deliverer, Lord, do not delay. The word of the Lord, we love your word, God. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading is John 13, 21 through 32. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Jesus had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once.
Oh, glorify yourself, Lord. Oh, glorify. Oh, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, give us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Take a few moments, invite the Holy Spirit to help us pray for those around us, those in our lives, by name, before the throne of grace. Family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whatever, whoever the Lord lays on your heart. Let's pray for them now. Commit all these people to you, all our joys, thanksgivings, trials to you. Thank you for all you're doing, God. We pray, Lord, that we would have great reports to give over all you are doing. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in this holy week. Set it aside for him. In the name of Jesus, amen.